In 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 10, we have perhaps one of the clearest verses that helps us to understand the final judgment of any passage in the entire Bible. In fact, if you'll read that passage with me, the Bible says, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in the body according to what he has done, whether good or bad." We learn a lot about the judgment of God, the judgment of God that is spoken about in prophecy, that is also given to us throughout the New Testament, as well as in the final book of the New Testament, the book of Revelation. Find a lot of interesting facts about the judgment, even in this verse. First of all, we read here, the judgment seat of Christ is something that all men will come before. That means that no one is excluded. Some might feel they can get out of it or hide or keep from having to be judged by God. This verse tells us that all men will be judged. As we also notice here, not only will all men be judged, but when we are judged, we will receive according to what we have done. It specifically states here, that which we have done in our bodies. In other words, the things that we have done in action, the words that we have spoken, all of those things of our life will either judge us and find us, as we read here, as those who are good or those who are bad. In Matthew 25, we find an interesting passage that also helps us with this. And no doubt many of us have read and heard it many times before. But in that passage, we read about how that someday the Lord will come again. And as he judges, he will separate the sheep and the goats. And when he does so, he will give those who have been faithful an eternal inheritance of life. But those who have not been faithful will be cast into punishment. You see, there is a reason that we need to be living today as God has intended, as he has commanded. That we need to be the types of children and Christians that God desires. For we someday will be judged and stand before him. A final verse we'll look at just briefly is found over in the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. There it gives us a clear idea of that judgment and what will happen. Again, very much working in conjunction with what we read in other places throughout Scripture. In verse 16, the Bible says, "For the Lord himself will descend from heaven, with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trump of God. The dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive will remain, and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord." What we read here is clear. That Lord will come. When he comes, we will know it. And all the earth will know it. As we read in John and other places, every knee will bow, every tongue will confess. And as these things are done, we will be judged. Then God will separate the faithful and the unfaithful. And notice how beautiful the words here are. Then he will take the faithful home to be in heaven. And then he also notice here, to always be with the Lord. The final thing he mentions in verse 18 is to comfort one another with these words. Isn't that the truth? We need to understand the great comfort found in knowing that this life is just something we are passing through. But someday, when the Lord comes again and we are found faithful, we will be taken home to live with our God eternally in that paradise that we know as heaven.